We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So remember yesterday, basically, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, has said, we are not going to have a State of the Union until the government shutdown is over. And we didn't hear from Trump. Like, we didn't hear from him for 24 hours. He was on Twitter silence.
A total silence?
Yeah, he didn't tweet yesterday.
Wow. What was he doing?
Coming up with this. Okay. Well, okay, and by the way, this just came from Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, which, this is not the most ridiculous request, but just imagine being an outside, you know, you don't live here, you're an outside leader from another part of the world, and you're watching this go on, and you're like, oh, the U.S. government shut down. This comes from the White House, addressed to the Honorable Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. Dear Madam Speaker, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I'm sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Some strangely capitalized words in that sentence, but regardless.
Well, that shows you he wrote it.
Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would be your prerogative. I look forward to seeing you soon and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous southern border, both capitalized, finally receiving the attention, funding, and security it so desperately deserves. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump.
Okay, hold on a second. I was on board with this letter until you said one thing.
Okay.
Everything he said there makes sense.
Right, like, I don't think...
She should be in Washington.
Totally agree.
That everybody should be in Washington. Now, right. I don't think they're doing anything. I don't think they're meeting. I don't think they're coming up with any... But at least be there for the potential for those things to happen.
You know, a bunch of House of Representatives members, Democrats, went to Puerto Rico over the weekend. Mm-hmm. She did not. Yeah. No matter what some people will tell you, she was in her D.C. home or in her office or whatever all weekend. Some people said, why are they going to Puerto Rico? Well, government shut down. It's a weekend. You know, they went.
So I totally agree with the letter. Completely agree.
I agree.
I don't like the timing of it. I don't like that it seems like it's in response to her saying, I'm not going to let you give the State of the Union to a joint session of Congress because she has that power. It feels like, you know, punishment for that. Like, oh, you're going to do that? I'm going to show you who's boss. I'm going to do this. But I agree with the letter. Here's why I have a problem. Read me the line again about flying commercial.
Pull it
because
back up.
He
Here
makes
we go.
A big deal about her staying in Washington. Then he says, but if you'd like to fly commercial, you go right ahead.
I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative.
I guess he can't stop her from,
going.
Doing it on her own. But the fact that he even mentions it is just like, I'm making a big deal about you staying here. But if you're going to go, we're just not going to pay for it.
Right. That woman's a millionaire. She can go if she needs to.
You know, it's going to put her in a position of having to agree with him and say, you're right.
Yep.
I'll stay here. No, I won't go fly commercial. The trip is not that important.
You'll rarely hear me say this, but great move, Trump.
So.
Good move, Trump. It throws the ball back in her corner. Like, what are you going to do? Stay here and negotiate?
Right.
Or go on a 7-day excursion?
Now, he still has not responded to her letter about the State of the Union.
Right.
But the CNN headline a few minutes ago was that White House officials are looking at alternatives to him giving. He's not going to give it to a joint session of Congress. Hmm. It's just not. Yeah. She's never going to let it happen. And she has the power to not let it happen.
This is so childish.
He could give it to the Senate because Senate goes Republican, the Senate could vote to just let him give it there, but it won't be a joint session of Congress.
It would be 100 of our maybe 100 of our representatives instead of 535
and I don't
of
know,
the people we elected.
In that PR fight, I don't know who wins that one.
I have no idea.
I don't know who looks better in that fight.
Oh,
but he has not responded officially to that.
Oh, no, you can't go on your trip. Oh, really?
Right.
You can't go on your you can't address the nation. Oh, you can't go on your trip.
And State of the Union set for January 29th,
yep.
right? Or 28th?
29th.
Mm-hmm. It's not something you can do at the last minute. That requires some planning. So he's going to have to make a decision soon and make an announcement soon. But the fascinating thing to me, and this is why you really should have a law degree to do this job, but so what's legally, you know, balls in her court now. Let's say she doesn't even respond to this letter right away.
Yeah.
She's with her team now. You know, she's with her people brainstorming what her reaction is going to be.
Tit for tat. Here
Seriously.
We go.
So what else does she have the power to do? That's what I don't know what else the Speaker of the House has the other than refuse to call bills,
yeah.
other than refuse to call things for a vote that he wants,
mm-hmm.
which she could do all day long.
Right.
I don't know what else she can. I don't. She had unique power with the State of the Union. Very unique power to the Speaker of the House.
She still has the unique power as Speaker to not vote on anything that has wall funding in it. I mean, between needing the votes in the Senate, even though it's a Republican Senate, they don't have enough. And on the other side, obviously, losing control of the House. You know, I know that Trump told us all that they didn't lose that much during the midterms. He may have lost his wall during the midterms when 40 people went for 40 seats flipped to blue. I have no idea. And again, this letter to me is a smart move by Trump. And I don't give him a lot of credit on this radio program. So I applaud him for
brilliant
it.
Brilliant politics.
It sounds like children both taking their ball yeah. and going home between these two, between Pelosi and
okay.
and Trump. But he has every right to say this because now if she goes on this trip, it's like, well, I told you to stay here because
yeah.
we want to get this done for border security and yada, 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 yada. I think it's a great move by
Here's
Trump.
Here's what Trump needs to do to not make this act like it's just about her. He needs to look at whatever travel is on the calendar for lawmakers for the next, take it a week at a time if you want, however long you think it's going to go, 2 weeks between now and the end of January, or now until next checks are supposed to go out, and you cancel everything you have the power to cancel. Not just her trip, but anything he has planned, anything Melania has planned, anything that the government's
yeah.
paying for
yeah.
for foreign travel so that you're not spending the money and you're keeping lawmakers in Washington. Well, and you do it across a blanket.
You know, that's a good point.
Stoppage across the board. That way it doesn't look political or that it's personal against anyone.
You can't have the government pay for any trips for
nope.
Kushner or and Ivanka.
Goes. Nope.
For Don Jr., I don't know what they pay for the other son.
But for sure, any lawmakers.
Eric.
Any lawmakers that need to be in D.C. to help work this out, you just issue one big letter.
You get that schedule. If there was a schedule of tours for the vice president, you say, nope we're
nobody
not.
Goes.
We are not paying for Mike Pence to go here. We are not paying for. Great.
And you say,
oh my God.
And you don't even make it about we're not paying for it. You make it about we are all going to stay in Washington together
yeah.
to help work this out. And until we've got a deal, we're all staying put in D.C.
And then the next step is, does he go to that, declare a national emergency, which will be fought in court forever, probably making its way to the Supreme Court. And I don't know what the vote would go there, even though it's a conservative leading Supreme Court.
How badly do you think he wants re-election?
How bad is this wall?
Because that's what this is about.
This is unbelievable.
It's about the campaign promise.
This is unbelievable. And it's not just Dem's fault or just his fault. It's everybody's fault. And who's going to budge? Who is going to budge?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. This is, so if you're just joining us, I'll put this up on Facebook. It's on Twitter. President Trump has canceled Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's international trip. And this is obviously a response to Nancy Pelosi's letter saying you don't get a State of the Union. God, this is great.
Okay, somebody just asked on the text line,
yeah.
I need to be a lawyer.
What? A constitutional lawyer?
Not sure. And I don't know. We can look this up during the break. Okay. You seem very confident about this, 4939. Oh, you're not the only one saying this. Okay. Somebody said, not sure that the president has any authority over the travel of any member of Congress.
Right. I wonder about that.
Where
I don't
do you
know.
Think he gets the power to control how a member of Congress travels? I have no idea, but he's acting like he has it. He just canceled her trip. He's acting like he has it.
I think more so than just, you know, he doesn't have to sign the check. And I don't know how that works. But what he, but the message is, hey, the world didn't know you were going to Brussels for a week. Why don't you stay in D.C. and work with me? That way he looks like he's negotiating, he's working, and she's not if she still goes on this trip. It's more so the optics, I think.
And a different person said not just foreign but domestic also. I don't know, but he's acting like he's got the power.
That'll
at
be
the
next.
Very, wow. I mean, somebody should have answered that question for him before he canceled the trip, right? And it might depend on who's sponsoring the trip. You know, it might depend on who's putting the trip on. I mean, if it's being put on by the State Department, you can cancel that trip. State Department works for you. I think you can cancel that trip.
She can fly commercially. She's rich.
If it's her own, you can't keep her from going.
Right.
But he could put out a very strongly worded letter to everyone saying, we strongly discourage you from doing any foreign travel or anything that gets you out of Washington until the end of the government shutdown. And he starts with him and lists every trip he is canceling for himself and for Mike Pence and for whoever else you want at the table. And you say, we are going to set the example by fill in the blank.
This is from Caitlin Collins, who covers the White House for CNN. This is a great tweet. If you thought this shutdown was close to being over, the House Speaker suggested the president cancel his address to Congress, and he responded by inviting her to fly commercial into a war zone. Isn't this fun? Isn't this great?
Can we redo the poll on how long we think this is going to go?
I said 6 months. I said 6 months.
I said next month.
Yep.
I'm starting to want to take back my answer.
I said 6 months, and we may get this done. I have no idea.
It would be, if it wasn't so sad, this would be funny.
I'm laughing at it.
But I'm, and again, think of the people that aren't getting their paychecks.
And you're right. I shouldn't laugh, and I apologize if I offended you, because if you're a government employee not getting your check and your life is completely upside down right now or taking some hits, I'm sorry. But the politics of this, the optics are, I'm taking my ball and going home. No, I'm taking the ball home first. No, I'm taking the ball home and going first.
Okay, a texter said, Congress handles appropriations, not Trump. That's right. He doesn't sign off on any legislative expenditures. It's
the optics of don't go to Brussels on our dime.
But what if it's the Secretary of State's office that's sponsoring the trip? That's not legislative travel. That's a legislator that's going on a state, I don't know.
Stay tuned. I can't wait for her response.
He acts like he can do it. If he can't, the first thing she needs to do is point out in her response, you do not have the legal authority to keep me from going. Then she can say all the reasons why she should be going and what it accomplishes. Writing the book. Who's writing the book on this?
What book? There's 50 books in this Trump presidency.
On the shutdown. Oh my God.
I own two of the Trump books, and I feel like I'm going to have to get a volume. I've got Fire and Fury, and my mom got me Fear. Like, I'm getting volumes of Trump books.
We got to look some of this up.
What?
Rebecca, sorry. Hold on 1 second.
Chill.
I know we're late. But people are telling me new things. In the text line, government shutdown will be 30 days this Sunday. Is that right? Yeah, today's day 27, 28, 29, 30. Yeah, you're right. The texter says you can fire a government employee after a 30-day shutdown.
Is that right?
But you're going to need people to work once the shutdown's over.
Yeah, but you don't have to give them back pay.
You don't have the obligation.
You don't have to pay them back.
Oh, gosh.
Is that right?
Is that grounds for a lawsuit then? You fired me. Government shutdown went 30 days. I don't get my... they still have to give them 30 days back pay. They just don't have to keep paying back pay in between the 30 days and when government reopens.
I mean...
Wow. Okay, keep texting. We may
you know a lot about this, which is great.
We may go into more of this because you're texting all kinds of things I didn't know. And you're acting confident, so we'll check it out.
All right, so the children in charge of this country, the president and the speaker of the House, are exchanging letters to one another. The one yesterday you probably knew about, President Trump has been basically told, you can't give a State of the Union, I'm not going to invite you. He still could, in a different fashion, in a different way. It just may not be in front of all 535 members of Congress. Today, President Trump has canceled Speaker Pelosi's international travel trip after she told him to postpone the State of the Union address. She was supposed to go to Brussels, Afghanistan, and Egypt for a week. By the way, in the letter, which you can read on our Facebook page, or it's up on Twitter, has said, hey, if you want to fly commercial, you can. The problem is Nancy Pelosi, and if you're a Trump supporter and you hate Nancy, I want you to hold on when I say this. Nancy Pelosi is third in line for the presidency. All right. Again, we are two heartbeats away from President Pelosi. Like it or hate that idea or whatever, if President Trump were to be asked, if he were to leave the office and Mike Pence were to go, next in line is the Speaker of the House. That might scare the hell out of a lot of people. Regardless, she has to have Secret Service with her wherever she goes, doesn't she?
Okay, so that's what I'm looking up. So if she, because I can't talk and then Google at the same time, it's not easily coming up. Does she always have to have Secret Service protection? Can she tell the president, I'm going to go on this trip because I think it's important and here are all the reasons why. I will fly commercially so as not to cost the federal government money.
Mm-hmm.
If she flies commercially, does Secret Service still have to go with her? Is she still accompanied by Secret Service?
I assume so.
You would assume so, that they don't just travel with her when she's...
Right.
You know,
yeah, I think Secret Service is with Nancy Pelosi everywhere she goes. And I could be wrong about that, but she's Speaker of the House and third in line for the presidency. So I'd be feeling pretty confident to say that.
So if she goes commercial, who pays for the plane tickets for Secret Service to go with her?
How much detail does she get? Two dudes?
A good question. I don't know.
Two guys with sunglasses on and earpieces at all times?
I'm going to guess more than two, though.
She has to take a whole row?
Third in line says to me more than two.
I mean, President Trump has like six, and he should.
Right.
Vice President Pence has like five or six, and he probably should.
Yeah. I'm going to guess more than two. As many as Trump, but more than two.
I mean, they give Barron two.
Right.
So you would think she gets a lot.
So that's a very good question. Somebody else said, okay, now we're debating if she's third or fourth after Mitch McConnell. I don't remember.
No, Speaker of the House.
So here's the other thing that came up before the break that we got to the bottom of a bit. Several of you pointed out that after 30 days of a shutdown, that you no longer have to hold those jobs, that at that point, the federal government can fire people after 30 days. And the benefit to that would be they stop the clock on back pay until the shutdown is over. So you pay them up to the 30 days, and then at day 30, you fire them. And when the government reopens on day 90 or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
that 60 days of back pay, you don't have to pay them. Now, I think that causes some problems for when you have to refill those positions, but that's a different problem for another time.
Right.
It's saving you a lot of money. What did you find? Is there truth to that?
Yeah. Basically, it's a layoff. An RIF is, you know, reduction in force is essentially just a layoff. So if we get to 30 days, and if you go through all, you check all the balances or the boxes or whatever, if you are currently not working or working without getting paid, they can lay you off, which financially would make sense for a lot of the federal government, because the federal government wouldn't have to back pay all that money as long as this thing keeps going on. Now, you'd probably still get the last two paychecks, but you wouldn't get anything after that. By the way, Senate Majority Leader isn't anywhere on the list.
No.
It's VP, then Speaker Pelosi, and then President Pro Temp of the Senate, which is Chuck Grassley.
Okay.
And then Secretary of State Pompeo, Steve Mnuchin, is literally fifth in line. Oh, my God. Secretary of Defense, Attorney General, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. By the way, 13th in line, Betsy DeVos.
Scares all of us.
Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos is just 13 seats away from being president.
Okay, let's go back to the 30 days thing for a second.
Yes.
So it is in the government's, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's
talking through this is great.
It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of our government that we don't learn about live very often, you know, as we're going through it, just in textbooks. So I could see it being in lawmakers, I hate it, interest to keep the government shutdown going past 30 days, because then you don't have to pay, you can just fire them.
It's financially,
it could start to make a little bit of sense.
Morally, it's a terrible thing to do to people.
But on the other hand, I was watching David Muir last night, and they were doing, I can't remember where their people were, but they had a story on about federal government employees, like IRS workers, that are getting donated boxes of food because they are not getting paid. And they applied for unemployment, but you can't get unemployment because you're technically still employed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of people are trying to do that, file for unemployment, but you're not fired. You're not laid off. You still have a job.
You're furloughed.
You're just not getting paid for it.
You're literally like standing in the lobby of whatever building you work for, but that door is shut. You're just kind of hanging out. Like, I'm just waiting to turn the lights on, but I'm still allowed in the building.
So at that point, at least if you... Okay, so then we get into definitions, right?
Here we go.
Can they collect unemployment if they've been fired? Most people can't. Can't collect unemployment if you've been fired.
All right, hang on. Let me look that
up. Can you? Well, certainly not if you quit. But I think it depends on what they decide to call it. I mean, they're not being fired for cause, so maybe they can.
According to this report, employees separated due to RIF are eligible to collect unemployment insurance, provided they meet eligibility requirements.
So those people that you fire are immediately going to go file for unemployment.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to pay that out. But that's going to be less than what they were making in salary.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to hire those positions again. Or you don't, and you use it as a reason to scale back the size of the federal government. And you just don't fill those positions.
And there are a lot of people listening, also one half of the show that's on after us, that would love to see the federal government size scaled back. And maybe this was the plan all along, Jamie, and maybe this is draining the swamp. Maybe this is truly draining the swamp as we scale back employed Americans that are non-essential, so we don't have to pay them after the longest government shutdown in American history.
Somebody texted and said Pelosi said a few days ago she was postponing this trip, that he wants her to not go on, that she's already said she's not going.
If that is the case, that is the most Trump thing ever. Postpone, telling you can't go on a trip you're already going to not go on.
Yes.
She was supposed, okay, Trump, according to CNN, President Trump denies military aircraft for overseas Pelosi trip. House Speaker was supposed to leave today. So, well, like, was she packing her bags?
No. She would have already have decided that. So that makes perfect sense that she already said she was not going to go. Okay, so then here's the next question.
Is for that those right? I'm going to look that up.
For those that have faster internet access than I do, what is her next move politically? What does she have the power as Speaker of the House to do next? Ball's in her court now. Not in response to this, because the trip was supposed to start today. What's her next, you know, and he has not responded to the State of the Union stuff yet. And he's going to have to at some point. What else does she have the power to do to him or not do to him? What else does she control?
I don't know.
That she could do that could hurt.
I don't know enough about the Speaker of the House.
I don't know, but somebody does. Somebody knows more about that job than we do, about what they have the power to do that could hurt the president, hurt him politically. 2298. Anybody know?
I think that.
Any guess?
What you said earlier, and the idea of bringing to light, somebody has said that he doesn't have the power to control this. I don't know that. But if it's the optics of saying you shouldn't go on this trip, you should stay here with me. We don't need to waste government dollars while it's shut down. Any trip that involves anyone in his administration, whether it's Mnuchin or Rick Perry or it's his daughter or any of his kids, she would come out and say, what are you doing? You know, because all of those people require Secret Service, you know, attention. I mean, even his kids require Secret Service attention. Right. So are people enjoying this?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I hope we're
learning a lot about how government works.
True story.
But not in a good way.
True story.
So, day 27. Tomorrow we hit 4 weeks.
Yeah. Nobody thought we could do it.
When do the next checks come out? Do we know?
They went out on the 11th. So,
25th?
Yep, they'll be a week from tomorrow.
That would make sense, 2 weeks after the last
time. We're really good at math.
It's hard to talk and think at the same time sometimes.
For 4 hours.
Yeah.
I swear.
What do you think her next move is? What else can she do?
Boy.
oh, O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!